It was 1972 in Mobile, Alabama, when a different meaning of war took hold in my second-grade world. On this hot, sticky evening, our neighborhood foursome was in my friend Becky's bedroom belting out I Am Woman. When the song ended, we stepped out of her room to get a drink. Becky's older sister Sheila was home from college. I didn't know how old that made her, except that she could drive a car and she could kiss boys, which is what she was doing on the front porch with the door wide open. Sheila was sobbing out loud, the wet, full, uninhibited kind that made me feel bad I was watching. I barely recognized her boyfriend Jason standing with her. He'd cut his long, wavy hair to the barest fuzz and replaced his denim with a formal tan uniform that looked so straight it would break at the crease. He was stroking Sheila's long black hair, looking ahead without smiling. Becky's grandma caught me staring. "He's leaving for Vietnam tonight." As I watched, Jason unhooked Sheila's hands from his neck and trotted down the front steps without looking back. Until that moment, war had always been an interruption, an inconvenience, something for adults to criticize or defend. But here in Becky's living room, I saw the true story of war. War was about saying goodbye to people you loved and wondering if you'd ever see them again. 36 years later, I was sitting in SFO watching six soldiers push their luggage carts toward security. They walked quietly, solemnly, and I noticed the glint of a wedding band on one man's hand. That's when Mobile's scene flashed back to me. We could all argue about the stupidity of this war, but it didn't change the fact that someone had been left behind. Someone who had begged him not to leave and was sitting in their living room counting the days until he came home. My 9-year-old son noticed the soldiers, too. "I guess they're going to Iraq," he said. I wanted to honor these men by not turning away and donned my sunglasses to hide my tears. "I know, Mom. It's sad." With a perspective, I'm Kimberly Kwok.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.